So I want to tell you a little bit more about the actual power of mirror meditation. And I'm going to share a story about one of my first clients, actually, who was a psychologist. His name was Ken Meyer. This was a brilliant man. He passed a couple of years ago. Rest in peace. He was an absolute good person, an absolute G. He dedicated 40 plus years of his life to listening to people and helping them to solve their problems. And he was a beautiful soul. And I got to know him decently well. We worked together initially on some web presence type stuff, website and photography and video for his front-facing presence online for his clients. And actually we talked about some of the vlog principles that you might have heard me talk about, which is very complementary to this course in this system, but slightly different. And we'll talk about that another time in another place. But there was a moment when he said something to me, which I think is relevant to this right now and you right now. And the way that I got Ken, I have to tell you, as a client, I sent him a video of me analyzing his website. So I put myself in a little corner of the screen and I had a screen share of his website and I was scrolling through and he could see where I was scrolling and I was commenting on what was good and bad. And later we worked together and then we talked about the power of using video and I suggested that he do that for his prospects, talk about the wisdom that he learned so that people could get a sense of who he was and decide from the comfort of their own home that he was a good fit for them. Because if someone's gonna buy from you, here's a little side tip, if someone's gonna buy from you, at some point they have to decide, do they like you? Do they trust you? Do they believe that you can help them get the result they want? Are they willing to spend money with you? They have to decide those things at some point. So either they're deciding those things with you live on a Zoom call or phone call with them or live in person where you have to try to sell them there in person, or they're deciding that stuff or at least checking some of those boxes from the comfort of their home, in their underwear, on their couch, scrolling their phone. Which one would you rather do? Obviously the second one, because it saves you a lot of time. Then people just come to you ready to work with you, right? So that's a side tip. I told Ken this, and we talked a lot about video beyond that point. And one thing he told me he had been thinking about, he was like, you know, this is really brilliant, Alex, that you do this. Because one thing I've been thinking about as far as pushing the area of psychology forward would be to have one of my patients go into the mirror and look at themselves in the eyes while talking to me or another licensed professional while I work them through whatever's in their head. So Ken had this idea that through being in the mirror with yourself and having these additional frameworks and perspectives talked to you while you're there in the mirror with yourself, you could access a deeper, faster transformation than using traditional methods. And that really stuck in my mind. And I continued to explore because I had already been doing it for a few years. And the fact that this 40-year psychologist who was brilliant and a great soul had conceptualized a thing that I had already been doing at that point for 5 years, 4 or 5 years, that made me go, I'm onto something. And I already knew I was onto something, but to hear an absolute professional with 40 years experience, at the time I was 20, he was 60, he had 3 times as many life years as I did, and he had been practicing psychology as a professional for twice as long as I had been alive, and he had conceptualized this new form of transformation that I had already been doing and pioneering with no professional education for 5 years. So you better believe I paid attention when he brought that up to me. And I think that that's important as we go forward to know that this idea was validated by a licensed professional. And he told me this could absolutely change the game, the field of psychology. And he thought that this was the next type of frontier as far as what people could be doing and should be doing. So it's going to be slightly different because I'm not going to be necessarily guiding you through your mirror meditation live, although I do enjoy working with people live, and if you have an opportunity to come work with me live in person, we can absolutely focus on this, and I think it would be worth your while. That said, in this course, we're going to be focused on what you can do at home. I will be providing you with a guided mirror meditation audio that you can listen to while doing the mirror meditation exercise and practice. So I'll leave it there for this video. That's a little bit of the history, a little bit of the reason why you should care about this, and some authority, some credibility to stack in alongside what I'm about to share with you in the next upcoming modules.